Welcome to the Daily Plunge. We are in the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verses 16 through 26. Jesus has just delivered the goods. He's given the promise of baptism, the promise of the spring of water that well up to eternal life because our sins will be forgiven. And for that to happen, though, Jesus confronts the woman. Go tell your husband to come and join us. And in that, Jesus is calling her out. And she says, I don't have a husband. And he's like, you're right. You've had five husbands and you're living with some guy right now. And even for the Samaritans, this ain't right. That's why she's there in the middle of the day by herself. I want you to hear that when you're in the Word of God and you're in prayer or you're in worship and there is something that God brings to your mind that makes you uncomfortable, that is the Word of God speaking to you so that that part of your life can be killed, right? And so that the new life of Christ can be born in you. Now, she's uncomfortable because Jesus has lifted a mirror up to her and to show her that, you know, for her to know that she's not fit, that her own efforts at being good are not going to make it. They're not going to measure up. And as she's uncomfortable, she's like, let's change the subject. Let's quit talking about my sex life. Let's talk about religion, because that's not controversial, right? In fact, she goes right at it. I see that you're a prophet. You know, God sends a preacher. In fact, it said at the last chapter that God would send his word and he'd send the spirit with his word. And she recognizes he's a preacher. And she says, well, let's debate about the forms of worship. Should we worship on that mountain over there? Or should we worship on Mount Zion in Jerusalem? And then Jesus says, the time is coming. Throughout the Gospel of John, this phrase that the hour is coming is very important. And so the hour is coming when it won't matter whether we're on the mountain or Jerusalem. What matters is who we're worshiping. He says, you Samaritans, you worship what you don't know. You're worshiping out of ignorance. And much of the world worships out of ignorance. They know there's a God, but they don't know who this God is. He says, we Jews, we worship out of what we know. And what is that? It's the revelation that God has given to them. God has revealed himself to them in the promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The promise that was given to Moses. The promise that was given to Israel through the prophets. Over and over again, the promise has been given. And now that promise has come to fruition in Jesus Christ because salvation comes through this promise to the Jews. It comes through Jesus. And then Jesus says, the hour not only is coming, the hour is here now, which is an amazing thing for Jesus to say. Here he is with the Samaritan woman out at this well by themselves. And he says, the hour has come. Salvation is here right now for you, woman. And he says, true worship of the Father will come through the Spirit and the truth. Well, we know who the Spirit is. Who is the truth? The truth is Jesus, right? That's the truth, that God is going to work through his Son on the cross to redeem humanity. That's the truth. And that true worship won't happen through our own efforts, through our reason. And she says, I know the Messiah, the Anointed One, is coming. He just said, I'm him. The hour has come and I'm right in front of you. And so that is true for you, my friends. Have a blessed day.
Thanks for joining us today for the Daily Plunge. We hope you hear the Lord speaking into your life. We invite you to subscribe so you can receive this plunge into the Word daily. If you found inspiration from this daily devotional, why not share it with someone you know? It is available in video on Facebook and YouTube and in audio format on Apple iTunes, Spotify, and everywhere your favorite podcasts are found. If you want to help support this ministry, go to Apple Podcast and give us a short 5-star review. Finally, we invite you to join us for worship on Sunday mornings at St. John's Lutheran outside Fort Wayne, Indiana. Check out our website at sjlt.org. May the Lord bless you this day.